Hello and welcome to another episode of Adventures in Pathfinding. This is a podcast featuring friends playing Pathfinder, drinking beer, and cracking wise. We take you now to another episode of Adventures in Pathfinding.
We had to cut some people. We had to cut some costs, so we combined Tyler and Cameron, and now we got Mike. Go ahead and say hi, Mike.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
Dulcet tones.
Don't forget the accent.
And better than my box.
Yeah, we had to hire an illegal immigrant.
Hola.
Hola. We found him at Home Improvement.
Home Improvement.
He used to work on that show.
Yeah, he's confused. Me llamo Matola.
Eee.
Dark blood.
I'm not even Spanish. Okay.
Taco Bell.
So this one now, Eric's DMing.
Yes, I am. So you will not hear me singing anymore.
You guys all die now, so we're going to lose a lot of listeners now.
Everyone roll a save or die roll.
Save or die. Alright, so this world is one that I made. Quick history of it is most of the playable races were enslaved by Naga, which are basically going to be Yati if you are playing old D&D. And nobody here knows what that is, so I can say that.
Naga, please.
So right now there was a big war. All the races are free, and now the whole world is kind of in a recuperating state. And the group has gone to Mortenberg. Mortenberg, which everyone will not remember as
Mortenberg.
A town that was looking to increase its population and kind of regrow itself. And when their group got there, they found they had a little 2-3 faction war going on. So they did a little adventure and helped the town out, freed a little outpost to the south of it. And now they're back after a month's R&R.
Just hanging out.
Just hanging out, doing some stuff.
Well,
ran into an old friend.
David found out what happened to the guy's wife. I don't know if you knew that, Eric, but he
did. Yeah, I did that because he did pester me the whole first session that we were there to what happened to the guy's wife.
And what happened?
you gotta make one final roll.
I think she was killed, dude. In some kind of... Didn't they have, like, some experimental laboratory south of the town?
No.
Okay.
It wasn't like a...
That was the adventure you were playing.
What about, like, a talent show disagreement? Like, who won what? I think that's when she was murdered.
She got murdered because of a talent show?
Yeah.
How I did this is, outside of the game, I had everybody pick what they were doing. Supposedly before they came back to town, and Dustin, who will be playing the cleric
of Abaddon,
named
Tabith Goodkind, and he loves you. Sometimes.
You were helping the town mayor, Frostweaver, research pre-war Mortenberg.
Ooh.
You were helping to categorize and take notes on the old defenses and lore regarding the city and surrounding area. And can I get you to roll a d20 three times?
Come on, baby. Let's go 60.
All right, that's a four.
Okay. Never mind.
Start.
60 and skills. You'll want to add in any wisdomish skill you think would probably help with it.
Okay, so that was a 7 and... 15, there we go. So we have 22. And then obviously my knowledge of history would work awesome.
Yep.
So that makes it a 27. And how do you feel about knowledge religion?
That'll work.
Okay. And then that'll make it.
I hate it.
Yeah, it's alright. That makes that a 34 then.
So you lose 34 hit points. As you fall into
all right,
I got to add two because I'm a scholar and I get a bonus to my knowledge.
So what's your total?
So that's a 36.
36. So, Kara's impressed with your help, and at the...
You know, I was actually really impressed, yeah. too. I was like, man, I'm awesome.
At the end of, end of your tenure there, I guess, you get 70 gold.
And all the dirt you find.
And a kiss on the cheek.
500 experience.
Yes. Ooh. I'm level 27, man.
And... Plus one.
Tickets to...
Plus one. Tickets to the Mortenberg Ball! And plus one to one of your skills. So one of the skills you used, you can get a plus one inherent bonus to it.
God, do I want to be more historical or more religious?
Or more
Abadar's like, come on, you know what's up. I better go with religion.
More religion.
All right, David.
Yep.
He decided to help around at the inn, and David is playing the most creative character he thought of by the name of
David.
David.
That was my first character.
And he is a
half-orc ranger.
He's got a badger fetish.
He loves badgers. He can't wait till the next level.
And a shivers. And a shivers.
And Shivers 4.
And Shivers 2. Finish. So, you were helping Dragon at the end.
Mm-hmm.
So, you're serving drinks, making beds, entertaining guests, blah, 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 all that fun stuff. So, mm-hmm. just like Destin, go ahead and roll the D20 three times. Oof. Add any scores in.
That's a 26.
Plus anything else?
That's my. I got a plus 6 to innkeeping.
Okay.
Joke. Unless, do I get anything else? Knowledge geography? I can tell people, I can be like a concierge.
Nope, that probably wouldn't help.
Alright. And wasn't I hitting on his daughter the whole time, too?
No, actually, he didn't do it at all. You're more interested in why the wife left him.
I thought I said in the thing, like, I also... Oh, I was trying to get him to... I was trying to get his daughter to sleep with a tabit.
Wingman,
yeah,
help
him out.
So you get 80 gold, 200 experience, and also plus one to one of your skills related to what you were doing.
Which one is right?
7,000.
Yep. Well, gotta put it in innkeeping. That's the only thing I use.
Are you still gonna open a Subway?
Sure am. Then,
eat fresh.
On the last day, you guys are like sitting in the end of the bar, drinking, saying, oh, I got all this money now. And, in busting, covered in dirt and leaves, and looking like he rolled around in the mud for the last 4 months, a familiar face to Makoa.
Yeah.
Makoa dust blood.
Hey, what happened to you? We lost you.
I was kept
finding
dark blood. Dark blood. I was kept finding dark blood for some reason.
And Makoa, go ahead and roll 3d20 as well.
See how gaping your asshole is after.
Well, you know those kobolds. They're actually pretty burly down there.
And,
5.
Add in any, like, survivalist things or, like, wilderness lore type stuff.
He's actually more friendly with badgers.
What?
Than you are.
He comes in riding a badger.
Survival and nature, so it'd be 39.
Damn!
Jeez.
Well.
Yeah, he can survive.
Oh, I can survive. You guys left me with kobolds.
That's true.
Yeah, we looked for you.
We
kind of.
We were drugged. So,
go ahead,
we really
give
were.
Yourself, you want coin or do you just want a weapon?
I need a weapon.
Yeah.
Get a masterwork axe, a masterwork version of the axe you had. Because I know you didn't have a weapon.
That's a pretty great axe.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Go ahead and give yourself 600 experience.
Woo! Jeez. That is fancy paper. Where'd you get that?
Well, in the wild. Some trees and making card stock.
Seems like a waste of your time.
What stat is related to the that naturist one you use?
Knowledge, nature?
Yeah.
Should be wisdom, I thought.
Oh, intelligence.
Intelligence? Yeah, you get a permanent plus one to your intelligence score.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You're smarter now.
1 point shorter.
For a fighter. For a fighter, it's pretty smart.
Them kobolds smarted me.
What happened to our other friends we were with?
Your other friends decided to take their wealth that they got from what they did before and start a new life somewhere else.
Oh, good. That wizard was worthless.
Yes. He is now just sitting in the corner reading books.
Sounds about right.
You actually see him sitting over there. You keep trying to talk to him, but he just keeps reading.
Avadar blessed him.
And then falling asleep every now and then.
He still hasn't got past page two.
So, Makoma, where have you been? We lost you in the cave with all the kobolds.
Well, after they took me into the wilderness.
Is that a euphemism?
Things happened.
Yeah, like what?
Things that I won't talk about, but I lived out in the wilderness for a long time just to reassure myself I didn't like what had happened.
Well, it's good to see you again.
Yeah, it's good to be back. Thanks for basically leaving me for dead.
Hey, we looked for you. There was a hallway
I
looked down a little bit.
I would have rather have died than what happened to me.
Yeah, we got drugs. We woke up in a cave.
I tried to not get drugs.
Did you know that all the rocks in there are poisonous?
Yeah.
All those rocks are
dead.
We figured out a really generic trap.
Yeah,
I remember that. It's like,
well, I got
this
drunk
is really cool.
Plus five rupees. So.
And so it sticks, guys. What?
It's expensive for kobolds.
Well, we cleared that path. No thanks to you. And then we came here and we went down to some keep and cleared a bunch of things out. And now we've just been working here for a month.
Yep.
Yep.
Guys, need some help?
I think we're good. We'll see you later.
Yeah, all right.
I don't know. You really want to be abandoned again?
We're good at that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm having shivering flashbacks.
Oh, that'd be. Maybe you might have to use that later. You okay?
I just see him like mental torment.
Starts twitching.
I hope we come up on your capture someday. Did you kill them, or did you just like run off?
I ran off.
I paid my.
Yeah.
I finally realized that, hey, I'm twice the size of these guys.
My defense, there were a lot of kobolds.
Right.
They were hairy.
I mean, would you rather fight one giant kobold or 100 duck sized kobolds?
So, anyway, there's a feud going on in this town between two factions.
So, as you guys are. Sitting in the bar, kind of catching up with each other and
reminiscing.
Makoa is kind of trying to avoid and having big teary eyes flashbacks.
I buy him a beer. I buy him whatever the bar's serving.
Okay,
I'll buy him a beer too. And when I flag down Dragon, I say, "Hey man, sorry about your wife."
So he's like, "You have to say it to me every time you see me."
I do.
He's been dead now for like 5 years. It's okay. You know what, though? I do pat Dragon also and say, I.
Is it Dragon or Dragon?
Dragon. I too, I'm sorry for the loss of your wife.
And then I say, hey, do you think your daughter would be interested in.
And then he goes,
this?
She's still alive. I don't know what he's saying. I think she's dead.
Oh, she's. I thought you told me she died.
No, she's on the Elven Wanderlust thing.
Oh, I was thinking of my wife.
I do have to tell you this every time you ask me to, so please stop bringing it up.
What were we talking about?
You're fired.
Oh.
Get out of my book.
How much does it cost for me to buy your inn from you, Dragon?
I wonder about lusting after his wife, also.
50 platinum.
Sold. I hand him 50 copper in hopes that he doesn't notice.
Oh! Tarnished platinum.
That, sir, is a bluff check. I will not even have you attempt.
Three.
He also keeps a copper.
Okay,
So, as you guys are around joking around and all that, you hear an alarm bell go off.
How's it sound?
Like an alarm bell?
I don't know what that is.
Bring.
It's
yeah.
like a telephone. Yeah. It's the alarm
like,
telephone.
Like someone banging on a bell.
Yeah. What time is it? How long have we been here?
It's late afternoon, winter's day.
So that's not
fresh
the
snow
noon.
On the ground. There was just a blizzard.
It's not the noon bell.
For the last
the
three or four days.
There was a blizzard?
Yep. And you guys kind of rush out, and you look to the north, and there's a big, you see a bunch of smoke coming from the north.
Oh, I have a feeling. I know what that
is. It's like, oh, the old priory, what's going on? Oh,
well, there's a
sure
priory up there?
I'm sure the town watch will get to that.
There was.
Oh, maybe we should go up there and see what's up.
I don't know if I'm going to follow you two.
No, we'll be good. Well, we got, we're level three now. We know what's going
I'm
on.
Going. I'll go. If someone's on fire, I...
You should ask your mayor friend if we can borrow some horses.
What, Kendra?
Then weren't you helping
Kendra?
The mayor?
That's a dragon.
Oh, please run out.
Oh, I would go to the town guard and say, hey, can we borrow some horses to ride up to the priory, see what's going on?
Well, how far? Do we know how far it is?
I know.
You just want a horse.
Yeah, I just want a horse. I'm going to call you Shiver Horse.
Shiver Horse.
I'm going to call you Jam. Well, what's the peanut butter and jelly thing? Goober. Isn't that what that's called?
Yeah, the mushroom.
Yeah. I'm going to call you Goober. Because you put peanut butter and jelly.
I wouldn't know what to feed that. Feed him, though.
Oh.
I'm a cannibal.
Okay, well, if we're going to get horses, I have to ride with someone.
Kara comes and goes, before you head north, there's a more important matter. This,
that smoke.
This was actually prophesied, and we need to talk to you guys. Something big is about to happen.
Does Makoa get scared when he hears that?
Well, I'm standing with my back up against the wall with a very suspicious look. I regard everyone.
You guys have any chastity, though?
We can go see Clockhammer. Is that his name?
Tan Clockhammer.
Are his guards out there with him?
You mentioned this is prophesized, like the smoke?
The sign from up north, yes. We sent a group of adventurers up north on a... I thought it was simple, the food delivery mission, but it looks like something else has happened.
Like what?
I'm not there, I don't know.
Food caught fire.
Something's burning.
Huh. I'm sure it's okay. They're probably just making dinner or something. I heard they make a really good carrot soup out there.
I heard it was pea soup.
Oh, was it? No, it was carrot. I talked to this janitor guy once.
We'll have our frowns upon fire and chaos and burning. So we
fire.
I have to go.
I don't. Well, I hate
Abadar takes a strong stance on fire.
Yeah.
Wait, like you, like
unless
you're
it's cooking.
What?
Abadar
hates fire.
He's actually Smokey the Bear.
Only you can prevent people from warming
That's
themselves
right.
in cold winter.
Only you can prevent priory fires. I start to walk.
What's
off.
The prophecy?
I'm going.
You're gonna go?
Yep.
Prophecy.
What's a prophecy?
We're here to aid this town as I'm walking away.
But that's you're okay. So you're walking off.
Yes.
I ask.
I'm walking north.
I ask why she doesn't want us to go.
I need to give you something first before you go north. That's why.
Oh.
I want you to go.
Look,
okay.
I'm flat. I'm flattered. But
you are flat. Yes.
I stop and turn around and I come back. What are you giving me?
Before you guys go up north, here is an amulet. That is said to unlock a door that the priory was supposed to be guarding.
Okay.
We need you to go there and whatever remains, if there is any, to ship through to see if there's any survivors, and then open the door with this amulet, and she'll hand an amulet that's kind of a bluish sapphire looking thing.
I put it on.
Okay, and you got it.
Oh, I'm going to make an appraisal check, and
okay.
That's a 15.
I'm wearing it.
Appraisal check.
Right. It looks good on you.
Thank you.
You would say it's probably worth about 50 gold.
Oh, damn it. I was going to sell him by that end. Does it match my wolf ring?
It does not match your wolf ring.
Oh, that's okay. I still look pretty.
Well, hold on.
Okay, can we also have some horses?
No, you don't look that pretty.
You can have some horses. Just be careful, because the road has not been cleared, so it'll be pretty treacherous.
Listen, guys, I'll walk, okay? I'm not getting on a horse.
Do you guys have sleds?
Sleds? No, we don't have sleds.
What the fuck? What kind of town is this?
Whitebug.
Well, can we build a sled?
Sure, if you try.
Okay. I'll just,
I build a sled.
Well, I'll just
roll craft sled.
I'll just ride on.
I don't have that.
With random materials I find in the street.
Oh, you can do that.
Could we go to Tan and see if he'll build us a sled?
He probably would, but it'd probably be like 8 hours or so before
he can.
I'll just ride. I'll ride on the horse with you, but I cannot have a horse by myself.
Let's buy a sled. That'd be fun.
No.
You're
I have some out. Dignity, I'm sure, but I have dignity.
We'll call it
a
dangerous
sled. We'll get a sled and like the horse will carry it.
Yeah, like a sidecar bitch? No. I'm going to ride on the horse.
No!
put jingle bells on the horse.
You could ride on the horse if you want, but it'd be cool to have a sled.
Why?
But they do have free toboggans, though.
Yeah,
there's no sled.
I'll take a toboggan. Is it big enough for a horse to pull
no,
it?
No, they don't have any toboggans.
What? Should we just, how
actually,
far away, how far, or how long will it take by foot?
By foot, it's, how far was it? It was,
I started looking at my watch.
16 hours.
That I don't have.
16 hours by foot, normal.
Uh-huh.
That's without the snow and stuff, though.
You guys have any airplanes?
I don't know what that is.
Okay. Have any, like, griffins or anything we can fly over there?
No, we do not.
Any
Let's get the horses, come on, we're dicking around.
All the Stricts were killed in the Strict War, strictly speaking.
All right, we'll take the horses and go.
Okay. What's the best ride skill out of you guys?
So what do you guys want? You want
this.
Two horses?
I have a ride.
No, I'm not piloting.
You can.
You
want to ride on the horse with me?
Yes.
Okay. So we'll take two. Clydesdales, please.
Well, Justin, you should
I get my
to
own
walk normally
horse.
Since you're that traveler.
Yeah, I mean, I want to walk, but if we don't get there, I'd like to get there as fast as possible and stop this fire.
What do you have?
I just have Long Strider, which allows me to travel great distances quickly.
Good for you.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
That's awesome.
Can I ride on your back and go?
No. I had to think about if Abbott already approved.
I don't think he approves two men piggybacking.
Right. Now, he approves of piggybacking, but only during lunch hours. Like break time. After. And the weekends when we're not worshiping.
Alright, they give you two horses. Tan makes a very rudimentary looking sled.
Yes. Thanks, man.
He's like,
Abadar blesses you.
Wait, does he have rations too? Can I buy some rations?
Tan? No, Tan does not have rations.
I would just like to point out that
weapons.
Tabitha doesn't need to eat. So
I need rations, I only have one.
You'd have to talk to Dragon.
Dragon, give me some rations.
I won't give you some, but I'll sell you some.
After I worked so hard for you? Okay, I'll buy some. How much?
Okay. How many do you want?
30,000.
30,000. Okay. he'll give you... He'll give everybody 4 days, and he'll keep that 30 copper you try to pawn off on him.
Okay.
How many days did I say?
70.
No, I didn't.
Four?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, I hope we can stop this fire in time.
You guys have a sneaking...
I think we were just talking about it for like 2 hours. I think it's probably...
Actually, you waited 8 hours, so probably
yeah,
not.
Yeah.
I have a suspicion that it was caused by robots somehow.
Is it uphill? Is the prairie uphill? Does anyone know?
I do. I sure do know.
It's uphill both ways.
Are you gonna ask somebody before you leave?
No.
No. Oh, it's just something I said out loud as we're writing. Because then we could ride the sled back down.
What? Ooh, that would be fun.
Yeah.
Let's just do that.
Yeah.
You guys don't go just ride the sled the whole time?
Whee!
Sled is awesome. Clock hammer.
So what do I get with this Master Great Axe?
It'll be like a regular Great Axe, but it'll be a +1 to hit.
Oh.
You want a Hungamunga? You can have it.
So when you say it, you automatically throw it.
No, you say it 3 times.
Like he just says it, and just he just knee jerk reaction. He just takes it out, and throws it. Like doesn't matter what the problem.
And that's with my attack bonus, strength modifier, and then a plus one.
Yep, you get a plus one for the hits. Not to damage.
What's your plus what with it?
Plus eight.
Jesus.
Yeah. Damn. My strength is 4 because I got an 18. That was the highest number I rolled.
Wow.
I mean, that's how I was born.
You're strong.
I was born with strength. When the gods rolled the dice.
Didn't seem to help you too much in that cave.
Didn't create, no.
Drill that.
Oh. Yeah, you need more mental strength.
Half orcs don't cry.
It's okay, buddy. You can tell us.
Avatar doesn't cry either.
But he hates fire. That's he only cries if he puts out fires.
They don't cry.
You know, he probably has one perfect copy of the tears you shed that day in his vault.
They took a lot from me that day.
Your butt. All right,
so you guys ride for about 4 hours, and it's the snow, like they mentioned, it's really heavy, so it's kind of tough going. You have a feeling you'd be a lot farther if it wasn't for the snow.
Should have shoveled first.
Yes.
Any mermaids at this priory?
Not anymore.
No. I grip David's torso, younger, and I whisper sweet nothings into his back since I'm not tall enough to reach his ear.
And I start to shiver.
Shivers?
Shivers?
Oh, what's the name of the horse?
Well, that's a good question.
Steve Biscuit.
telephone.
These stars are going to be trees.
Telephone and pole vault.
So what are the stars going to be?
Trees.
I know, but what are the stars going to be?
Trees?
Trees.
Okay.
They're all constellations.
So the stars are trees and the trees are stars.
Correct.
It's his world, damn it.
Okay. Just let it. Do we know what the priory is to? Like what kind of religious affiliation?
It's dedicated to Sarindra, whatever the light person is. So Avatar hates it.
They got over it.
Avatar doesn't like light people? Or like holy people?
No, he's fine with it.
No.
It's a dirty rumor.
When you're at the current spot you're at, you notice that it looks like there was a scuffle here maybe a couple days ago.
Guys, I think I see a scuffle.
Is there tracks in the snow?
There are some tracks, but then it's like the tracks are in areas that were covered up by, not covered up, but partially blocked by trees and stuff. Otherwise, most of the tracks are like broken by the drifts in the snow. So they'll be like footprints, and then nothing, footprints, nothing.
I'm going to use my keen nature ability to see if I can.
Oh, remember how good that is, right?
To wait, what?
To discern, to see what the like, what kind of tracks there.
Survival.
What?
Survival.
I want to use nature check.
No. Survival. I mean, trail like tracking and stuff is survival.
Is it?
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, 22.
You sure?
It would have been 23 with nature.
Well, I'm pretty sure tracking, like, footprints and stuff is survival, like, trails.
Yeah.
Okay, then 22.
I mean, it doesn't matter. It's your call. I don't care. I hope David fails every roll.
Wait, the character or me?
Yep.
just David.
What's your profession?
Badass.
I'm a mercenary.
Wouldn't it be victim?
Yeah. Poor sex slave?
Yeah, only you define yourself that way.
Are you going to get horse minis?
Avatar
something
right
now.
Yeah, we would have to. So,
yeah, I don't think kobolds know physiology because they kept telling me I would bear their children.
I hope you are pregnant.
She lays an egg.
That'd be way better than the Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I was going to say Arnold Schwarzenegger.
So, what's everybody else doing while David's checking that out?
I'm keeping watch, like, serious watch.
Yeah,
especially behind
me. I'm doing the same as well. I'll roll a perception check.
Damn, Makoa, you do got a good back.
It's a nice...
I'm starting to understand them kobolds.
I'm just keeping watch going for perception. And
roll the 19.
You have a better perception than that.
Well, you've got a lot of things on your mind.
Yeah.
And McCullough looks around and he like looks at his back and his eyes get all dilated and he starts having a flashback.
A 9 will do that to you.
Well, I rolled a 19.
So 19. And what?
I really rolled 22. A 9.
22. All right, you start looking at the tracks, and you easily identify them as some kind of humanoid, and your survivalist, what's that one thing? Your favored enemy type thing clicks in your head, and you notice that they are some type of lizard creature.
Uh-oh.
Humanoid lizard creature.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that at all.
And it looks like there's two sets of animal tracks next to it as well. So you would guess it's some kind of hunter with like some kind of hunting animal.
I want to take up some of the snow and taste it.
Okay.
And then look around.
Give me a culinary check.
Roll
stay away from the yellow snow.
Roll a constitution check.
It's yellow snow. And you fail.
That is a 19.
It just tastes like snow.
Like, yummy! I eat a handful.
You start going, oh! But then all the tracks are gone.
Oh. Can I tell what kind of animal it is?
Give me a nature check. There you go. Destin, 24. You notice, unlike when you went south all those months ago, and there was like a bunch of birds and stuff chirping and natural wildlife, there's no sound of any type of wildlife up here. It's dead silent besides a half-orc ranger eating snow on the tree.
Yeah, I don't like this. It should be, it should be noisier.
While he's eating snow, I'm taking my axe out.
Also, I'm confused why the ranger didn't notice the nature stuff. I'm like, what are you doing here? Like, what are you doing?
He's really focused on the snow.
That's true. He's still chewing it.
The snow's free, guys!
What did you get on your nature check?
24.
It tastes different on this side.
Like
acorn. No,
they
that's a
are, you will recognize it. Very familiar. They are those monitor lizard type tracks. That's what the Shivers 2 was.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. The thing that almost killed me.
The poo roller.
I want to scurry up the tree and, like, scout.
Okay, you guys all hear him scurry? actually, roll again.
Okay, that was a 1.
Why roll high this time?
What should I add to that?
Next
my
there.
Climb?
Next, well, yep, climb.
13. So I ate a bunch of snow trying to climb up a tree.
I am in actual disbelief of what is going on here.
I am getting some critical hit deck cards out by Paseo Games. Paseo.com.
Paseo?
I don't know.
Games.
Paseo. I don't know if I'm saying that right.
Paizo? Pay?
I think it's Paizo. I don't know.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I was just trying to think of other ways of pronouncing. So now they owe us money. That's how it works. If you just name a product, they have to pay you.
I'm pretty sure that's how it works.
Coca-Cola!
Coca-Cola.
Drink it.
Coca-Cola. I don't know.
Interesting commercial. You just say Coca-Cola.
If you say it 3 times, it gets stuck in people's head. That's marketing.
You're a genius.
Thank you.
That's why everybody loves Beetlejuice so much.
You're right. Right. I never say what's the name of that move, but I don't speak.
Okay, so anyway,
okay,
nothing happens.
So,
and then,
you try to climb up the tree, but your hands are a little numb from eating all the snow and slick. So you go up a little bit, you fall, and take 2 points of damage, and you land on your butt.
I have a hearty dwarf laugh.
Nice.
Oh, Abadar, thanks for making that possible.
Abadar has been kind.
Yeah.
I seem to get some of my courage back, and I'm gonna climb up the tree. I'm going to show you that I'm still
You say courage is what you need, do you? Well, how about I give you some inspiring words in order to make that climb a little easier?
Don't look at the top. It's awful pointy.
Uh-oh.
I shouldn't have said that.
Okay. Damn those kobolds!
I look at you, deep in your eyes, and I say, don't look down. And you feel a little better.
Rather than
you
feel a little better.
You will get a plus 2 to that.
So a 13?
Yeah.
I'm going to climb that tree so hard.
Yeah. You start to climb it. You start having flashbacks again. But thanks to your dwarven companion's inspiring words, you're able to get a foothold onto it. You climb about halfway up.
Told you I could get halfway up.
All right, Dustin, what are you going to do?
I'll stay down here and keep watch. I'll just continue, like, rolling a perception check. All
right.
Just to make sure we don't get surprised. All
right, go ahead and roll. David?
20...
Sitting in the snow? Feeling bad about yourself because the cold just ran up there and ran up it?
21.
Okay.
I guess I'll, like, come over here and... Are there any more tracks around?
I'm going to move over here and see.
Yeah.
Oh, and I'm still on the horse.
Did you roll a... What did you roll?
Well, are there any, I guess, perception first?
Yep.
Yeah, that is a 21.
21, all right, you see them. So, like I was saying, there are tracks here that kind of blanks out, and then you start seeing them come up here, and then it kind of looks like they run after something, and it kind of goes out. Then this way before it gets covered up again by the snow drifts.
Where am I at? I climbed up this tree.
So you're up this tree right here.
I want to try to get up higher. I want to get up a little higher and get a view here and see if I can see anything.
I'm going to take out my bow and arrow and just like kind of hold an arrow notch just in case.
Good thinking.
I'm going to shoot you for showing me up.
Jump in the
giant robot. Oh, yeah. We got some.
Yeah, 20.
Oh,
nice.
I climbed the hell out of that tree.
And you jump from tree to tree.
After seeing David,
I crushed that tree.
Wander around. And
what do you mean this as a what the sled looks like? To get an idea where you guys are at.
I mutter.
Actually, really big.
Stupid orcs. Under my breath.
Did you ever ask Gavador why he keeps making you party with dwarfs or orcs all the time?
I believe it's a test.
We could have gone off with the other two.
True, we could have.
Well, you guys are the most adventurous.
Sure.
I'm an adventurous dwarf.
And plus, that one guy wouldn't share his book, so I couldn't read it.
That's right. It's dirty, filthy spells anyway.
Alright, what did you get? 20, natural 20?
28.
Alright, you get to the top of the tree, or close enough to the top so you don't think you're going to fall. You're about 20 feet up.
All right, can I roll perception to see if I see anything? Come on, look hard.
I am so gonna look.
17.
Okay. What did you roll, Dustin?
I rolled a 21.
21? David, what did you have rolled again, right? You just saw this moving this way, right?
Yeah, and I took out my bow and arrow. All
right. So you all kind of see this at the same time. You both... Turn.
Will you please do a flip off that tree when you come down?
And kind of over here, you see those two monitor lizard things eating something. And
monitor lizard food.
And you see a lizardish looking guy. David, off the fly, roll a... knowledge local, I think is what it is, plus your...
Knowledge local.
Well, roll nature check and add in your bonuses for favorite class.
Is it plus 2 or plus 1?
I think it's plus 2.
Yeah, that's what it is for terrain. That will be... I'm doing nature?
Yeah. So you're trying to identify what it is.
It's 25.
All right. You recognize that as a...
I'm sorry, 24.
As a troglodyte.
Troglodyte.
I look over to make sure everyone else sees this before I say anything.
What is a troglodyte?
They do.
A troglodyte is a lizardous creature that are known to have like a really foul smell. That if you get, as in, they can use the smell as an attack against you.
I want to shoot him.
Okay. It looks like
does he see me?
He's busy skinning something like the other end of something. It could be like an elk
or
something.
Is it a bugbear?
Oh, I gotta knock down this tree. Let me get down this tree.
I look at you and I'm like,
well, plus I can do rapid shot because I have a move.
Yeah, I do this.
Right?
Not for a surprise. I think it's like a full round action.
Okay.
Do that.
So I'm going to shoot the troglodyte. Am I close enough? Well, I can shoot pretty fast.
Yeah, you can shoot pretty fast.
Well, these guys are menacing, right? Like, I know that there's no way these guys... Like, do I know if they see us, they'll try to attack us?
As far as you know, anything with scales is evil.
Shoot to kill.
That's,
shoot to kill.
That's pretty much the whole... world's thought right now.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to call in like a ranger airstrike.
That's what we're doing right now. So yeah, you should shoot for
the you want to do a range shot. Kill 10 people.
Do I get a +2 to hit since it's a favored enemy? Or is
sure
it,
do.
Damn it. Okay.
Everything considered favored, you get to do.
Yeah.
That is going to be a lot. That's a 26.
That'll hit.
And do I get it to damage too?
The +2, I believe you do, yes.
That is a... Oh, so that's just an 8. I only have 70. Those arrows can't be right, because I had an insane amount, didn't I?
You're Gorum, right?
Oh, yeah, Gorum.
You're going to enjoy this. Eyes look all dilated.
Battle, yeah! I think I must fight.
No, I'm right. I have something to throw me. So does the guy notice me now?
How much damage did you
get? 8. I'm going to use Wild Empathy on the Mother of Lizards and become a dance.
After a shot,
it worked once. Then he just walked away.
It's true. I didn't want to hang out with you.
Yeah, we were in this dungeon, and
did you shoot him first?
No, it ended up working. I rolled a 20, so he was kind of, like, he wasn't my friend, but
he would have attacked.
He didn't hate me, and we were going to rest because we were all almost dead, and he was, like, off in a shit pile just rolling around, and then I was like, before we go to bed, I had to say goodbye to him, so I ran over there, and then, like, some
fire beetles
jumped out and killed me.
Shepard, why didn't you warn me?
Do anything.
He's like burst.
Well, like not even conscious, yeah. And like we were like seriously close to dying.
Yeah.
Like all my spells were gone. I hadn't had a chance to pray.
And I was just being
yeah.
I was just being an idiot.
It's just role playing to the max. It almost killed him.
That's awesome though.
It was awesome.
I knew he needed me to say.
How many hit points did you say you did?
39. 8.
38 points of damage.
eight points. I rolled a d30.
He explodes into a pink mist.
He now notices you.
I wave. Hey!
Does that hurt, Volker? I hate you guys. So he's like skinning, and you hit him like right here. And it really hurts him, but he's still up. And
do the monitor.
And he goes, and he gets his dice to roll initiative. And everybody else is
it's like, roll initiative, dicks. Tab it with a 7. Slow and steady.
13.
Just like a dwarf.
Can you please do backflip out of the tree? That would be so awesome. Well, maybe you shouldn't, because you might break players.
Every time he falls, I'm going to have some pointy right next to him. Like, no, not again, no!
I can see you roll a 1 and being possibly a death.
You have to amputate your leg.
Are you falling on arrows or something? You fall on that nice axe you just got?
Tabit has a 7, you said?
Yes.
Will you please... you need to, like, freak out on these guys. Please. You won't hurt me again.
Mike / Makoa?
17.
Matt, David.
13. if you're going.
I'm a barbarian. I'm fast. But I could not run kobolds.
I'm sure you blacked out. You probably don't really know what happened.
I'm not that fast.
I still think he's evil. I don't trust him.
That's true.
All right. These guys stop what they're doing and rush.
Rush. You know, follow the rules on?
They run far. But I'm in the tree, so
I have no fear.
Yeah, he just stay in the tree the whole time.
These went closer. These don't look the same as the one you saw in the kobold cave.
Mm-hmm.
These have like a yellowish striping onto them.
Can I do a nature check?
Yep.
I would guess they're poisonous.
Man, I'm killing these nature checks today.
25. Yep. They are
poisonous.
Commonly referred to as spitters.
Oh.
Which what they're doing right now.
Mike knows about those.
Not gonna hit. Tab it. Ooh, 20 would probably hit.
Yeah, I would assume. Oh, barely.
Three points of damage and a fortitude save.
Disgusting creatures.
You easily make a fortitude save.
Okay. You said 3 points of damage?
3 points. So he spits a big glob of looks like mucus-ish stuff. The one goes past you and it kind of lands past the cart there.
And I get really mad because they might damage the sled.
The other one hits you, David, and you kind of feel it kind of feels like acid-y type stuff, but you're able to like resist its effect type thing. It's not much so much like an acid, but more of a acidic smell, so it kind of overwhelms your sense type thing.
Okay.
Not like a eat through acid, I guess, would make sense.
Good.
All right, so that was them. So it is.
That other guy's not going anywhere.
No, he got a separate roll.
Yeah.
All right, well, I got to eat down from this tree. So.
Grow wings and fly.
Yeah, yeah, we're gonna have to hope for that.
I got to climb down this tree.
Yep.
19.
You can get down to the ground, but you're not going to be able to do anything else. All
right.
Okay. Next is.
But I will stare at you.
Hey, but here go.
Can wild empathy be used on these things?
You sure can try.
Yes.
You really piss it off.
Yeah.
You just see it go into a rage. And it goes,
well, that was a fun turn.
Goddamn orcs.
So it's probably going to get a bonus to hit you next round.
Good. That's just a free faction, right?
Not with a one, it's not.
Oh.
You do something really bad.
What was it? Just like spinning around?
you're like lizard.
yeah, dude.
But you do freak up Makoa.
No!
Makoa,
the only way to get revenge is to break
these
guys.
This guy's turn. He goes over here for kind of a partial coverage type thing. And he throws a javelin at Dustin.
What?
A tabbit, I'm sorry.
He was all state in high school.
Natural 20.
That doesn't hit.
See?
That doesn't hit.
Natural 1.
Woo!
Alright, so he throws a javelin at you. Oh, wow, that really sucks. Okay.
No, I'm okay with it.
3 points of damage.
Okay. Goddamn troglodyte. Like, literally.
All right, Tabit, you go.
Can you? Do you have any attack spells or anything? Probably not. No.
Oh, I have one, but I'm not gonna use it for this fight.
You should just strangle him.
Try to ride it.
Yeah. Oh, you're little.
Okay. I'm going to cast Long Strider to give myself a +10 movement, so 2 squares extra.
I'm going to... Climb a tree.
No.
Well, come on, help me.
Yeah, funny, you're not afraid to come over to me now.
Yeah. Are you nervous because he's behind you?
Alright, and that'll be my turn there. Alright, wait, no. I think Longstrider is a... No, it's a spell.
Yeah, no.
Okay, so one of those things is a free action.
Oh, agile feet.
Nope. This one is running after Dustin.
Like he's rushing?
Yep. He does not see you in a tree. He got a really low perception roll for him. So, as he's running by, you can get an attack opportunity.
I don't have an axe out, though, so can I punch it?
You sure can try.
That's what I'm talking
about. He did a pop. 17
plus what do I... Plus,
plus your strength and your base attack bonus. Yeah. So
plus my base attack?
Base your base attack plus your strength.
24.
A hit. Power elbow.
Not again.
I think it's a D4 for punching.
Yeah,
get punched.
Plus your strength bonus.
Oh god, that was not a very hard punch. That's a 5. I just kind of slap it.
Well, away. 5 is pretty
strong. Walk away, bitch.
So you punch it. Oh, what the fuck? He said that's a lizard.
What do they speak? Or they probably don't speak, do they?
Monitor lizards don't know.
What does the other thing speak? The chocolate egg?
Typically, they speak Draconic.
I can understand that.
This one rushes you.
Like for a fraternity?
Wasn't a rush like a... isn't it like a takedown move or something?
What?
No, he's just doing a charge attack, not like a takedown.
Oh, okay. And the other one wasn't, like, didn't charge?
He was charging to grab to attack you, too, but...
He didn't see me hiding
he
next to the tree.
Okay. Go, so he kind of got sidetracked.
Slow down! Stop running!
Get punched!
So he's going to get a +2 to hit from that, and plus another +2 because David was making fun of him. Trying to be nice. But he will have a -2 to hit him because of his charge.
Okay. And a +2 because he's a lizard.
Did you guys know that in my background I'm a mercenary who isn't afraid to bend the rules to claim a reward?
Damn!
Did you write that all out?
They bent my rules.
Now you're questioning everything.
So you're a pushover?
18, David.
Miss. Well, AC is 19 for future.
Oh, okay. AC 19. All right, it is Makoa's turn.
All right. I'm
punch him again. Don't even get out of your...
Oh, no.
Pile drive.
Great axe out this great axe. This masterwork great axe. And I'm going to brandish it. I'm going to brandish it right into you.
Oh!
That's probably not going to go
roll
well for me.
Roll to confirm.
That was a 9.
That was a 1.
My one mic.
Yeah. This is for these cards.
A 1 is a critical fumble.
Yeah, critical fail. So,
yeah, basically, you're rolling the same. You're rolling the same.
That's a slashing weapon, correct?
Yeah. Slash, yeah.
Oh. Too bad it wasn't magic. That would have sucked for you. Catch your breath. You can only take a move action next round.
That sucks.
If you use magic spell and fumbled, it would have been the target gains plus 8 enhancement bonus to strength for 4 rounds.
Jesus.
All right, as a free action, I look up at this guy and go, "Curse you, Gorum!"
Is that your god?
Yeah.
Think this is funny?
I think he abandoned me.
Gorum!
He did.
He actually turned his back on me.
He's also the god of kobolds. It is David's turn.
How big are these things? Can I toss it if I wanted to?
No, they're about 6 feet long.
All right. Well, I'm going to... I can drop my bow and then take out another weapon, can I?
Yes, if you just drop it.
Yeah, I'm just going to drop it and then take out my masterwork longsword and say, I was trying to be your friend. And that will be an 18, 20.
Is that including the minus 2 from their charge?
Oh, no, then it's 22.
A 20 hit.
Yeah, I figured.
They don't have a real high
AC. Well, since you didn't add it right, you missed.
All right, go ahead and roll it.
Let's see, 1d8. That is an 11.
Smack the shit out of that guy.
Is he still alive?
Yeah, he's still alive, but he's not looking too good. You hit him really good.
I'm going to take out his... Well, I'll discuss that one. All
right, this guy's turn. He is going to try... he's going to try for a javelin, but it's going to be at a minus.
Who's he against, Sue?
Yeah, hard. I'm real tired.
I'm glad I moved behind you.
Yeah.
15, and I get a natural minus 14.
You need to get angry.
Yeah, he missed.
You should rage. Like right now.
Does anybody have any kind of container?
I have a clay jug that has already been reassembled once.
Can I have
due
it?
To giving it to one of you guys.
Can I have it?
What are you going to do with it?
You'll see.
Of course, we're yelling that. No.
Yeah, we're doing. Hey! Anybody have a jug?
I need a jug!
We're
jug here?
Kind of busy right now. Would be like the stereotypical movie response.
All right, I need. I believe it is. Tabit. Good and kind.
All right.
You know, run some more.
Oh, I'm not
run back to more.
No, we're not being good and kind now. So wait, where are you at? Where is he at on the square?
He's like,
he is right
there.
Because he
said
he'd
have to be there, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well then, I'm going to move
behind him.
Flank for the flank. And take out my Dwarven War Axe. And really, really hope it hits him.
God damn it.
So, that's a 9.
That'll miss.
Yeah.
Alright, it is the good guy's turn. The one who attacked Dave again.
Wait, me or the character?
Yes.
Okay.
Both.
That's 24?
Nope. I told you last time, my AC is 27.
This keeps going up.
Five, 9 points of damage, fortitude save, and he's going to try to grapple you. CMB, what's your CMB?
D, 18, and I rolled an 18 for fortitude.
Okay, the poison doesn't affect you, but it does get
Would you quit fucking around down there?
I'm glad that we could rekindle this yeah. adventuring group.
Why?
Need to focus fire here.
I didn't add, for the fortitude, it's 18 plus,
You made it. Let me get more than 14.
Okay. Sorry, I was looking up favorite enemy.
He grabbed you.
Don't like that.
Sucks for you. So you're gonna be grappled next turn. Which it is Makoa's turn.
Come on. Oh, wait.
I can't do anything. I can move, and all that's going to do is provoke opportunity, right?
You can move five. You can move
five feet.
Just keep doing this.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Climb back up the tree.
Yeah, that's really all I can do. So I'm just going to move over. I'm going to shift in a moonwalk
okay.
to here.
Strategy. Tugworm taught me.
We're still on flank, right? What's that?
No, he'll have to move 5 feet.
Good shit.
Yeah, it's my turn. Yeah, well,
David, you got the thing grabbing onto you here.
So, can I still attack him?
You have to...
dig its eyes out.
You have to try to come... you have to try to get out of the grapple, I think.
Can I gouge its eyes to, like, own
it? Well, you're going to have to try to reverse the grapple, because right now he is, like, when you're wrestling, he's the one with more power, so you're going to have to try to overturn it, so...
I have an idea.
You're on
quit
top.
Trying to be friendly.
What the hell
are
you guys doing over there?
I almost killed him last time. Okay, so what do I roll to get out of it?
It's a CMD or CMB, I guess it's CMD.
Okay, and then I roll on top of that?
What do you mean you roll on top of that?
I just say 7?
You roll, you add your CMB to your roll.
So I have 14.
Alright, what overpower him?
Yeah,
so
sure.
So he's like, you have more power over him now. So next round, you'll be able to
punch him?
Do stuff, yeah.
Okay.
This guy.
Oh, now you're just wrestling.
Just making it. Guys are really wrathful over here.
He is coming up to your horse.
Yeah, get some.
And it looks like he's getting ready to steal it.
Oh no.
He's done horsing around. Alright, Dustin, finish off the round.
Son of a bitch, I forgot my spell cards. Alright, I'm gonna break out my spiritual crossbow. I really don't want to lose our horse there. Basically, yeah.
You'll get an attack of opportunity against you.
Okay.
Because you're casting.
Well, I'll just shift and then do it. So, basically a giant spiritual crossbow appears in the air above me.
That's such a stupid thing.
Yeah, it is. Well, it's my favorite weapon. There's nothing new about it.
It's so stupid.
So spiritual.
Ew.
You just shoot normal ones.
I
wouldn't
say I'm
man.
More of a spiritual person.
How many arrows you got left, David? How many arrows you got left, David?
70.
Oh. And then, yeah, I'm going to attack him with it.
I do want to grab the barrel.
Okay.
They're just hanging.
So basically, it uses force, so it just attacks like a normal crossbow.
Okay.
I need a roll.
We'll use this rat. It looks like a crossbow.
Fuck.
Alvar does not like hitting things.
No, he does not.
How big were the monitor lizards? Did you think?
2 feet.
Can I throw them very far?
Tough.
Yeah. So I can't throw the lizard at that guy to stop him?
That's a long
throw. That's a long throw. That's a long throw. Maybe after you could become mythic, you'd be able to do that.
Six.
That's a 12.
12, that is actually a miss.
Awesome. All right.
He does look at it weird, though.
Yeah, that's my turn. All
right, lizard. I'm going to try to over-grapple you again, David. It's going to happen.
No, it's not.
No.
I'm going to kill you. Not you.
I'm the DM. Makoa, be a 21 AC.
Oh, 16.
That's your AC?
16, yeah.
Oh, you need more armor. Or new armor.
I'm wearing leather armor, man.
Yeah.
You guys left me in the wilderness.
No excuse.
Yeah, you should be tougher now.
Fashion that nice.
It's definitely
paper.
Be tougher.
It's a good thing you have hit points. 4, 12 points
yeah,
of damage.
You should have bought some we could buy you some armor before you left.
20. Have well, if you want, you could probably cut some holes in the side of the sled and wear that as armor.
Yeah.
I have some warg hide. You want to put that on?
You need to make a fortitude save.
Oh, man.
Wow, I didn't realize you were so low.
And his attack misses. That is more than enough. So the poison goes through your body from his bite, and you're just like, eh. And he doesn't get enough bite on you to grab on. All right, Makoa.
Does the horse get a turn to like try to rebuke this guy?
Oh, hey. I'll wait till the trog's turn this way.
Okay.
What would full... What can I do full attack? Does that give me any...
Not at this level.
Okay. Well, I'm just gonna... This time, I'm really gonna...
Yeah, you really need
this
to.
This time.
You really need to.
See it?
Yeah.
See it?
It's kind of important.
It hurts you.
Okay. Actually, as a, I think free action, right, I'm gonna enter rage.
Okay.
I'm gonna start raging.
Yes, get angry.
I'm gonna do it like Dragon Ball Z style.
Yeah. You beat me!
But we need to stay here for an hour so I can charge up.
Alright, everybody wait.
Oh, come on.
So, McCall will finally attack in 4 more episodes.
Yeah!
Yeah, hit!
There we go.
Alright.
Action.
Then...
I've never seen a Barbarian rage before while we're playing.
Yeah. It's totally... I'm going to rage this guy into death. No, he doesn't even need to use the axe. It's going to rage him into giving up.
Alright, so instead of a plus 4, I get a plus 6 then with rage. On my, yeah, with my modifier.
Yeah, you're going to kill this guy.
So that's right.
I want nothing left of his body.
Jesus,
nothing left to charm.
Two.
Come on, great axe.
You'll never take me again.
Damn.
What did I
and
say?
You get a plus 8 on top of that? Jesus.
No, what did I say?
Plus 6.
Oh, plus 6.
So 14.
Mm-hmm.
Rage!
So Tabit summons in his crossbow there. He looks over at Makoa, like he's getting bit, and then this Makoa just like, his eyes just turn white. He just goes ape shit with his axe and goes, whoa!
Can you hear me yelling kobolds for some reason?
Just like the fucking kobold!
Why, mommy?
See, I knew there was a reason Avdar had me challenge you guys. And it wasn't for the
14,
rape
right?
Yeah, because, yeah, my strength mod is 4 plus 2 is 6. So.
You hit him good. His, like, you hit his, it almost, you chop right into his arm. It looks like his arm is barely hanging on, so he's, like, half laying on, but it looks like he's still, like, nipping at you, so he's still alive. But he is really, he's very close to death.
Oh, nice job.
Yeah.
Alright.
How many rounds does rage last?
For him, I think it's 10.
Yeah, 10 rounds.
So, like, after we kill these guys, you're just gonna be on the horse?
Like, oh,
well, he can stop it whenever he wants.
Oh, okay. So he's trying to just be raging on the horse.
Yeah! Hey, we might get there faster.
Can I step out of rage in the same round?
I think you have to do it like at the start of the next round.
Okay.
Plus, you'll be winded.
All right.
Or whatever.
So
that
I'm
is.
Gonna shift over out of his range.
He can spit.
Maybe.
Can.
Maybe.
Yeah.
David, you're next.
All right. So my knowledge of nature. Do I happen to know where the poisonous glands are on this creature?
In his mouth.
I want to reach inside his mouth and yank out his poison glands.
Please do.
No.
Please do.
I'm gonna do that afterwards. So I have him. I'm like grappling him right now.
Yeah.
Right?
You like got him on the ground. You're like.
All right. So I just want to take like, and he can. Is he bloody? Like, can I?
Yes, he would be considered bloody.
Okay. So I just want to like shove his head down in the snow and just beat his head with the hilt of my sword until he's
your hammer.
I was using a sword.
Oh, you were okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do have a hammer. Want me to use that instead?
No.
Okay. So I'll just repeatedly beat him until he dies.
Okay. It's not going to do as much damage as it normally does. No one really likes a D6, because you're not using the pointy end.
Okay. Well.
Or D8, if you don't know what it is.
That's fine. I like damage better.
Okay. That'll work.
That's actually a critical.
Okay, yeah. You want to use that? You want to use the card?
I think I'll just
kill
it. Almost dead.
We've had big split balls with that.
Yeah. And you said use a d6 for this?
Yeah, do d6.
And just two times damage?
What's it say on there? Two times?
It just says 19, 20.
Does it say time? It'll,
a long
sword. It's probably times two.
Yeah, I guess a long sword is two.
That's 12.
So, you're like, nothing bites me, stupid fucking thing, god damn, you keep bending, and one of the times you hit it, I like get stuck at the end of the thing and it pops out. And you just keep hitting it until it's just like a bloody.
And then, he starts crying finally.
I really wanted to be friends!
But it's still twitching and starts moving toward noise.
Okay, then as a free action, can I pick up my bone arrow?
No, you're going to be banging on its head for the rest of the
okay.
Time. You're so pissed off.
I just want to be friends! Nobody likes me.
Damn Trump.
Yeah,
Shivers! No. Shivers! No! Don't leave me. I was meant to be nice to you.
Orcs are so fucked up. Normal.
You're traveling companions.
You guys are like, oh, I'm going to
you guys are like the most
wizard.
Emotionally
yeah.
Damaged
partners I could possibly have.
He gets, the Trog gets a 16 on its handle animal. So the horse doesn't mind it, right? Not at all. He could attack of opportunity because he's not really paying attention because he didn't hit him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on, spiritual bow.
Damn it.
Bow sucks.
The worst
that last
spiritual bow
fucking...
I've ever seen.
When we were fighting that ogre, it did the exact same
how
thing.
How many rounds is it?
Three.
Right.
Lots from three.
So he grabs, he jumps on the horse.
Attack of opportunity lasts for, does it count as a round, though?
No.
Okay.
And he is going this way.
God damn it.
What the hell? Abadar hands you lemons, you find a new god.
There's no way we're going to catch up with that guy.
Just need a better god with a better deity, or favored weapon.
My next turn, will I be able to
pick
my bow and arrow
still.
And then shoot him?
I can still hit my toe.
I can shoot him still.
You can try.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
You just kicked it over the couch, Mike.
Oh, no.
Now I'll get it after we're done.
It's far back there.
Yeah. Is it? I take it's my turn?
Yes.
Okay, alright, come on. I just need this to hit this guy.
Yeah.
Could be the dive.
Who's attacking who right now?
I'm using my bow to attack the guy on the horse.
Crossbow?
Yeah.
God damn it!
Abadar is not pleased. Too much time with the Heat Brothers.
I'm not pleased with Abadar. I've given that guy years and years of devotion, and this is what I get.
Find a new god.
No, I seriously think
about right, it. Now it is Tabit's actual turn.
Well, I have a light crossbow.
You can either attack him, or you notice this thing is barely alive.
Well, a crossbow doesn't that take a whole turn to load.
Well, I assume it's probably already loaded.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it is my favorite weapon.
It doesn't take a full round. It takes a move action to reload unless it's a heavy crossbow.
Okay, so I'll move there. I'm going to try to hit this guy on the horse one more goddamn time.
Come
and
on.
If it doesn't work this time, I'm seriously quitting Abadar. Quitting Abadar.
Uh-oh.
What's your bonuses?
It's not going to be that high.
Zen Buddhism.
No, it's not going to be high enough.
You're going to need a 14.
Yeah, that's not a 14. It's an 11.
Oh, half an hour. That's the last one. Alright, well, that guy's dead. That one, I'm going to try to bite you. Okay.
Do you have any ranged weapons?
Makoa.
I have a short bow.
Hmm. Yeah, he's probably just kill it.
But I don't even. That's like 60 feet.
Yeah.
It should be in. For short bow. Isn't short bow's max range 60?
No, that's. Yeah, that's what I have, 60 feet.
Yeah.
And each range increment past that, it's only minus 2, keep in mind.
Alright. Climb
up in the tree and shoot.
You won't be able to do both.
Well, the problem is, I can't put my axe away and get the short bow out, right?
You have to toss it.
You would have to throw your axe at him. You could. You'd have to drop it, kind of like what David did. Drop it and just unload it.
So can I do all that in one round and fire it?
Yes. I'll let you do that. That sounds cool.
Right.
Bonuses when you.
Well, when you drop your axe, you should throw it at the lizard.
That comes attack.
Oh. Alright, so I drop my axe, pull off the short bow.
Are you still raging?
Yeah, I'm still enraged. I am.
Short bow. Makoa mad. Makoa shoot pointy.
Makoa shoot pointy.
Makoa not good with bow.
So mad you break your bow.
Throw the bow at him.
I don't think I was going to do it.
No, because I don't get any bonus for dexterity and rage, so...
You have to get a...
12 is what I got.
Yep, that's not going to work.
Damn, oh! Oh, bad.
David.
Alright, I want to pick up my longbow and shoot at that guy.
Okay. You still have a clear shot, alright? Nope.
Wait.
This guy's just getting away.
You got plus 12?
9...
Are you adding in your favorite enemy bone?
Yes.
No. You did lose an arrow, though. No!
I run after him and pick it up.
You grab it before it goes. Oh, no! That's not going to hit.
I think this guy's getting out of here.
He peaced out. He's gone.
Let's follow him. Let's just forget about the prior info. Follow this guy.
Peace out.
Get my fucking toboggan.
You're in dead trouble tonight.
We're going to make...
You guys still have one horse. You just got the one that had...
Was there anything on the sled?
Three on one horse.
I don't know what you guys want to have on it.
Nothing. Dynamite. That explodes.
It explodes, but it's not within 5 feet of us.
Yeah, approximately mine.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on what...
Can it be like a narcoleptic horse? We can catch up to him.
Should we chase after him?
You can try. I mean, it's a pretty clear trail where you're going.
All right, I want to jump on the horse and follow him. The one remaining horse.
Okay.
I guess, so is that comic? So we need to just kind of off that thing
Well, you got to finish that thing off first.
Well, whose turn is it?
It's Crossbow's last turn.
Come on, Crossbow, do something.
I miss again.
No, seriously, I am so disgusted with Avatar. I'm just going to ignore it and just let the crossbow disappear. Yeah, I'm just gonna walk up. And, would he be considered, helpless or whatever?
Not helpless, but he's really weak.
Okay. So.
That way?
Alright.
How was that? 10
to 12.
Yeah.
Just realized that. 4 plus, that's a 6.
Hey, you. What do you get a plus 2 from?
My base attack bonus.
Yeah, that's not added into your damage.
Oh, I thought that was the base attack bonus was the damage.
No, that's just a hit.
Okay. Well, that's a 4.
Either way.
Well, I want to run and jump on the horse and follow that other guy, but I feel that.
Yeah, I'm
assuming
that
was. He's
gonna
play the Final Fantasy like victory.
Not really, good shit. I'm not happy with my deity anymore. We just had a horse stolen, and you were raped by kobolds.
Well, I feel pretty victorious because this was my first combat since.
Yeah, you kicked.
Somehow I just became level 3. The amount of damage that I took.
You're level 3 rape victim.
Hey, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. For more information, please visit our website at adventuresandpathfinding.blogspot.com. You can leave comments, tell us how cool we are, and keep up to date with new episodes. Thanks.